This is Central Time. Now, reports of snowy owls are starting to pop up again in parts of Wisconsin. The first was about a month ago in Dane County. Since then, three more have been recorded in Bayfield, as well as Chippewa and Lincoln counties. The State Department of Natural Resources says a few others have been, quote, casually reported. The owls spend their summers in the Arctic Circle, then head to the northern U.S. for winter. Some years, like 2017, we get a whole bunch of them. It's not looking too likely this year, not so far anyway. But there's still a chance. You just have to know where they like to hang out, and it's a good way to promote social distancing. We want to hear about your snowy owl sightings this year or in the past at 800-642-1234. Paint us a picture of what it was like to see one. How long did you have to wait? What kind of environment was it in? What do you like about snowy owls? What questions do you have about them? Call in 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ryan Brady is a conservation biologist and the avian citizen science coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR. He's based in Ashland. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, sounds like they're few and far between so far this year, Ryan, but have you been lucky enough to see one yourself?
I have. Wow. I got to see one here near the Ashland area where I call home, and that was a week or two ago. And that was always a treat. They always are. The good news I have for folks, since those numbers that you led with, we've had additional sightings here in the last week or so. And so there's been about almost 20 sightings now across the state. And also interesting, they've come from all different parts of the state. So we've had some from Bayfield County all the way over towards the Lake Michigan shore near Sheboygan. We've had some near Oconto and in the center of the state near Buena Vista grasslands, and then even all the way down in the southwest, which doesn't always get them. We had a sighting with photographs in Grant County. So literally anywhere you go, you could possibly run into one.
Now give us a little snowy owl 101. These are big and cool-looking birds. Tell us a little more about them.
Yeah, as you might imagine, they're mostly white in color. A fair number of them that are barred with dark markings, so they might not look quite as white as you might think. The adult males are very pure white. They have rounded heads. They don't have ear tufts like great horned owls do and some of the other owls. They generally will be in open habitats, although, as some have probably noted, you can run into them just about anywhere. Sometimes you find one sitting in a tree in the woods in a very strange way. Sometimes they sit on roofs of houses, which they obviously are not familiar with, coming from the tundra. They weigh about 3 to 6 pounds. The males are smaller than the females. They are the heaviest of all the owls that we have in North America. And they're fairly closely related to the great horned owl. So those are a few things that viewers might note. But definitely they're going to take note of those, that white plumage and those bright yellow eyes, which are so captivating.
Talking about snowy owls with Ryan Brady from the State DNR. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Joe is with us in Fond du Lac. Joe, hi.
Yes, hello. I'm glad I'm catching your show. For the last couple of weeks, my son has said there's a white owl at the Fond du Lac County Airport sitting on the runway markers, I guess. And my first thought was, well, it must be sick or hurt. You don't see owls out in the daytime. But since I did a little research and your guest is saying that they kind of like open areas and they're not, they're easily seen, I guess, even during the day.
Joe, thanks for that call. And yeah, I think of, just like Joe does, I think of owls as nocturnal. And you were touching on this, Ryan, not so much with the snowy owl.
Yes, very good point. There's two good points in the caller's comments there. One is, they are what we call diurnal, or active during the day. And not all of them are diurnal, and they're not necessarily active all day long, but some of them are, and that's what they're known for. So we encounter snowy owls more frequently than we do other owls, which we may only hear. Part of that is because they're from far north, where during the summers, when they're raising their young in the tundra in northern Canada, they are hunting all day long. There's no darkness, right? So they're familiar with that sort of approach. The other good point brought up was airports. And those vast expanses of airports are places that snowy owls do like to frequent because they mimic that open tundra that they call home the rest of the year. Now, that can lead to some problems, conflicts between owls and airplanes and other craft. And as such, we need to be careful about snowy owls in those places. And so there's this great project started up through the Northeast Wisconsin Audubon Society, right in the Fox Valley there, where they are working with falconers to capture snowy owls that may be causing problems by roosting near the runways and moving them to safer areas, safer for both the owls and for the people. So that's a great program. It's called Project SOAR, Snowy Owl Airport Rescue. Check it out if you can.
Project Runway was already taken, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, Ryan, speaking of making sure we have good human snowy owl interactions, for people who want to see these, what is your advice and the DNR advice for looking at the snowy owls, but making sure we don't disturb them as they're going about their daily business?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky, to be honest, because they are unfamiliar with people, so they can be somewhat tame and allow close approach. Yet at the same time, that's not necessarily a good thing for them, and it may be that they're actually sick or injured when you do that, so you're causing them additional stress. So you want to make sure that you want to stay back from the owls. You're too close if that bird is like really looking at you very often, or if it sits very erect and kind of opens its eyes very widely. And obviously, if it flies away, you were too close, and so don't go pursue it again and flush it again. You're going to make it use some really valuable energy. Smartphones play all kinds of bird calls these days, and we need to be really careful not to play owl calls at the snowy owl because that's just going to confuse it, or it might cause it to flush. So we want to avoid playing calls. We don't want to try and feed the owls or anything. And we maybe just give them their space, park your car, shut it off, stay in one place, and kind of watch the owl do its thing in a very natural sort of way.
We're talking about the return of snowy owls to Wisconsin with Ryan Brady. He's a conservation biologist and the avian citizen science coordinator for the state DNR. Coming up, we'll talk about why some years we have this eruption of snowy owls in the state. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen any snowy owls so far this season? How about ever? Are snowy owls on your must-see birding list? What questions do you have about them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about the return of snowy owls to Wisconsin with Ryan Brady, conservation biologist and the avian citizen science coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR. You can join in if you have a sighting to report yourself or a story maybe from years past. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's go back to our callers now. Dave is with us in Marshfield. Dave, hello.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah,
good.
I just
wanted
to say that. Oh, well, I was just traveling westbound down Highway 10 in Portage County by Stevens Point, and I saw ahead on a road sign, I saw this big white bird, and as I got close, I noticed it was an owl. And I had to slow down and look actually two or three times to make sure I saw what I saw. But yeah, the traffic wasn't bothering him or anything, but and it was a wide open area alongside the road and farmland. So I think he was just scoping out, looking for his next meal.
Dave, thanks a lot for sharing that and that double and triple take, it sounds like. Ryan, when people see snowy owls, does the DNR want to hear about it?
Yes, we do, as we do with most birds, to be honest. Snowy owls don't have any special status. They're not endangered or threatened at a state level, but they're a species of high interest, and they are declining on a national and continental level and even a global level. So we would like to collect as much data as we can, and in part because they're highly visible, people see them, and also because it's very simple to report them. If you just go to ebird.org, that's ebird.org, takes a minute or two to set up an account the first time, and then you just take a couple minutes to say, here's what date it was, here where I saw the owl, and then maybe put a picture in if you want, or how many you saw, and then that logs it into the system. And from that, with snowy owls and all birds, we can begin to really track their movement patterns, both spatially and temporally.
And that's something you're looking for people to do year-round, right, with this citizen science way to help track which birds are where in the state?
Yes, it's a very powerful tool that most folks find it quite simple to use. And so maybe there's a little bit of a learning curve in the beginning, but we have thousands of people entering data into eBird every year. And not just Wisconsin. This is happening not only even in other states, but in other countries all around the world. So we're able to really aggregate that data at a scale that you cannot get in any other way. And so because birding is so popular and owls are popular in this case, it's a pretty great tool for seeing how bird populations are moving around and maybe how they're shifting over time.
Thanks again for that call. Ryan, I want to spend a few minutes talking about snowy owl migration. Usually when we think of migratory birds, they are leaving Wisconsin in the wintertime, or human snowbirds are headed down to Florida or Arizona. These birds come to Wisconsin and similar places for the winter. How unusual is that?
Well, this is the snowy owl's version of the tropics, right? They're well equipped, many, many feathers, feathered legs, all large body size, all kinds of adaptations that will allow them to handle cold weather. So this is really nothing for them. And believe it or not, some of them winter way in up in northern Canada and in conditions much, much harsher than here. So it's not weather that is a problem for them. Generally, what's driving their movement is the availability of food. And so if there's not much many small rodents available in northern Canada, they might start to come down. Or if there's a lot of small rodents up in Canada, that might allow them to raise a lot of young owls. And then all those young owls from the summer begin to disperse out and move southward, and then that might bring them down here. So a lot of their movements are not driven by weather, although snow depth can really impact whether they can access that food. For the most part, it is food availability, and they're going to settle in where there is good food available, things like small rodents, things like rabbits, or along the coast. A lot of them eat ducks, or in cities, pigeons, things like that.
And let's talk about the variability here in Wisconsin. Some years they're few and far between the snowy owls. Sometimes there are lots of them. Can you talk about the snowy owl eruption years? That's IRR-uption. What's going on?
Yes, we're
there?
Not erupting like a volcano. This is a different type of eruption. This is IRR, eruption. And all that means is kind of a temporary mass movement. And so we get snowy owls in some numbers every single year. But some years you have, like I said, this big prey boom up in the north, and these snowy owls can raise 7, 8, or 9 young, and they all disperse kind of, not all of them, but a lot of them disperse southward, and that'll bring us some big numbers. So the last 2 years have been kind of quiet. We've only documented maybe upwards towards 100 snowy owls in the state for the winter, but 2017, I think you mentioned, was our last big year. We were in the high 200s. We had a few slow years before that where we only had 50 to maybe 150. And then in 2013-14, we had two really big years back-to-back that were very similar to 2017. So usually it's thought to be a cycle, maybe every 3, 4, or 5 years that you get these eruptions. But what we're finding over the last decade is that we've had maybe 4 or 5 of these just in about 10 years. So what does that all mean? It's probably not enough time to really know, but it's something to keep an eye on. Will these cycles kind of change over time?
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Brady is conservation biologist and the avian citizen science coordinator at the Wisconsin DNR. We talked to him today about the return of snowy owls to the state and what to look out for.